Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mahle Group's Investor Conference Call on the 2015 results. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available as a webcast. Please click on the link, which was provided in the invitation to this call, to view the slides. You can also download the presentation from our investor relations website. You may ask questions at any time during the presentation via the web chat. Please use the chat box on the left-hand side and confirm your question with the Submit Question button. At the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Philipp Kuckuck, Director Corporate Finance. After the presentation, Mr. Kuckuck will be available for a Q&A session. Mr. Kuckuck, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Dear ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome also from my side. In the following half hour, I will give you an overview of our highlights from 2015 and of the Mahle Group. After the presentation of our strategic positioning in the current market environment, I will lead you through the 2015 group financials and end the presentation with an outlook for the development of Mahle Group in 2016. Afterwards, I will be delighted to answer your questions. For Mahle, 2015 was characterized by strategic acquisitions. We grew our global footprint and our systems competence in thermal management and mechatronics applications. Today, we're among the top 20 suppliers in the automotive world and the top three player in our major business units. Mahle components can be found in more than half the vehicles of the world, and we service all OEMs with our global production and R&D network. Before we go into the details of our strategic positioning and the results of 2015, I would like to recap the Mahle organizational setup for those of you who are less familiar with us. Mahle's group structure reflects our diversified product portfolio. Our four business units are the Engine Components Systems business, where we develop and manufacture pistons, piston rings, connecting rods, cylinder liners, bearings, as well as valve train systems and components. The Filtration and Engine Peripherals business unit ensures that air, oil, and fuel are freed of contaminations which could damage the engine. Its products thus make a decisive contribution to long engine life and a clean combustion process. The business unit's products range not only includes filters, but also pump systems and oil coolers for engines and transmission applications. Mahle has steadily expanded its thermal management activities over the past few years, and with the acquisition of the ex-Delphi Thermal business, Mahle has become the second-largest automotive supplier in this segment. In terms of sales, the thermal management unit is the largest segment of our group. We provide comprehensive thermal management solutions for higher durability of powertrains and are a technology pioneer in the field of batteries for further development of e-mobility. Components and systems that enhance the interior climate comfort of passenger cars and trucks are also developed and produced within this business unit. The Mahle aftermarket segment offers a comprehensive product range for vehicles, maintenance, and engine repair, along with expert advice, consultation, and automotive diagnostic systems for workshop applications. A number of further business activities are geared towards specific market and customer segments. These are organized in profit centers. At the beginning of 2016, the company's mechatronics expertise was concentrated in a new division in line with our growth strategy. This division comprises electronic engines, both for torque application and auxiliary engines, as well as actuators. The mechatronics division is an example of how Mahle will take a leading role in shaping new automotive applications for future engine generations. As you will see in the course of this presentation, we are well prepared to benefit from attractive future market trends. All this is backed by a stable long-term ownership structure, which is presented in the next slide. Companies owned by foundations have proven to be a success model in cyclical industries like the automotive supply business. Bosch and ZF Friedrichshafen are two good examples, and Mahle falls right in beside them. The shareholder representative, MABEC, which holds 100% of the voting rights, we ensure strict corporate governance, while Mahle Foundation, as a sole beneficial organization, receives the dividends to support social and healthcare projects. This ownership structure provides Mahle with a high degree of security and guarantees independent management decisions to follow our long-term growth strategy. Last year, our owner, the Mahle Foundation, celebrated its 50th anniversary. At Mahle Group, we are proud to support our owner and its valuable project in the areas of art, culture, education, healthcare, and agriculture. The foundation forms an integral part of our corporate culture and identity. Our employees identify with the positive contribution of their work to social welfare. We are convinced that this fruitful relationship is a win-win situation for both sides, the Mahle Foundation and the Mahle Group. Let me just highlight two examples out of more than 600 projects that the Mahle Foundation has funded during its last 50 years. In Germany, there are three large hospitals that provide acute care following the principles of anthroposophic medicine. One of them is a co-project of Mahle Foundation, the Filder Clinic near Stuttgart. Today, Filder Clinic is a modern hospital for acute and holistic medicine, a health-promoting competence center which is well-known far beyond the region. In the agriculture sector, Mahle Foundation promotes a research institute in Dachau in northern Germany that managed to develop a resistant winter wheat species which achieves outstanding baking results. But let's get back to Mahle's business operations. Last year, Mahle Group further strengthened its global footprint. We are where our customers are. With this strong global presence, we can participate in tenders for global engine platforms, which require close proximity to our clients all over the world, as well as a local engineering expertise. In the past fiscal year, Mahle added 4 new international R&D centers, mainly through acquisitions, 2 in the US, 1 in Luxembourg, and 1 in Japan. At the same time, we've improved our presence in low-cost production countries. The significant staff increase in North America was mainly due to newly established sites in Mexico and the acquisition of ex-Delphi Thermal business. Although Europe is still the main group revenue contributor with just slightly more than 50%, North America and Asia are catching up. We are well on the way to realize our strategic goal of a balanced regional split amongst the regions Americas, Asia-Pacific, and Europe. After this update on the group structure and global presence, let me elaborate on our strategic positioning, which allows us to participate in attractive market trends. According to IHS, global light vehicle production continues to rise. We share this forecast, although the gasoline powertrain will certainly remain the most widely used powertrain on a global scale over the next decade, there will be a larger variety of powertrain solutions. As Mahle's strategic goal is to offer solutions for powertrain applications to our customers, we will take part in all of them. While the relative share of diesel engine will shrink over time, the diesel engine will continue to have a dominant role in the vehicle market in order to comply with stringent fuel consumption regulations across the world. Thermal management, mechatronics, electric drives, as well as turbochargers and exhaust gas recirculation are individual technology skills which are necessary for creating successful future powertrain solutions. But it is the application of these technologies in complete systems which will allow us to provide our customers with additional value in the future. Let me illustrate our R&D efforts, especially with regards to system solutions. We are investing in R&D across all business units. This also includes a strong focus on regional applications. By building international R&D networks within the Mahle Group, we are combining various core competencies to improve our innovative capabilities. In absolute terms, as well as in percentage of sales, we've increased our R&D efforts. In 2015, we spent 657 million euros on R&D, an increase of 19 percentage points year on year, corresponding to 5.7% of sales. As you can see, our R&D investments have constantly risen over the last years. This can largely be attributed to the change of business mix, as thermal management requires higher development expenses. This fact also reflects to a certain degree the wider variety of powertrain solutions which our customers use and seek for solutions. Our R&D strategy focuses on three core aspects: clean air, fuel efficiency, and driving pleasure. The picture on this slide shows some of our recent product innovations. I would like to elaborate on one of them. In combining our competencies for air intake management, air conditioning, engine thermal management, and compressors, we have come up with the integrated charged air subcooling, which was presented as a global debut on the International Auto Show in Frankfurt. It links the cooling circuit of the air conditioning with the cooling circuit for charged air, enabling a cooling effect which reduces the temperature of the charged air below ambient temperature. The engine receives more oxygen and acts more agile while not using additional fuel to achieve this. The technology will lead to fuel efficiency and driving pleasure in very small, downsized engines. This example shows that the R&D network across our business units is perfectly positioned to create new solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, let me show you another innovation story. Please turn to the next page. Mahle has developed a reliable and powerful electrical torque engine for e-scooters. This brings together all of our three innovation targets at the same time: clean air, fuel efficiency, and driving pleasure, and allows us to participate in new mobility concepts, like, for example, in Spain, where more than 500 e-scooters with our electrical torque engine are currently rented in 12 different cities. Besides the electric motor for e-scooters, Mahle has won the first customer nomination for a light vehicle torque engine in a battery electric vehicle. Thus, our electric engine expertise now spans the whole market from two-wheelers via leisure vehicles to small light vehicles. To meet the technological requirements for future powertrain applications, we are not only using our own R&D resources, but are constantly expanding our product and technology portfolio via acquisitions. For an overview of 2015 acquisitions, please go to the next slide. In 2015, Mahle has acquired three companies, ranging from the technology startup Amovis to the thermal management business of Delphi, with annual sales of more than 1 billion euro. These acquisitions go in line with our strategy. We are diversifying along all powertrain solutions. Our target is not only to get bigger, but to get better. There is no doubt that we have made progress in this respect. With ex-Delphi Thermal, we expand our global footprint and are now global number two in automotive thermal management. Thermal management offers products for all powertrain solutions, thus reducing our dependency on light vehicle internal combustion engines. With the thermal compressor business, we've completed our product portfolio in thermal management components and are able to increase our value add to our customers. Koko Sandenki added a strong expertise in the mechatronics division, allowing Mahle to bring its knowledge in electrical torque engines, electrical auxiliary engines, and actuators together in one business division. In addition, the new acquisition gives us more and more the ability to offer system solutions to our customers. Last but not least, these companies provide access to new and promising technologies. Amovis is an excellent example. The team has developed an intelligent exhaust heat recovery system. The system is an advanced development of the steam cycle, in which the waste heat from combustion engine is used to generate energy. The fuel consumption of commercial vehicles can be reduced by up to 3.5%, thereby significantly reducing carbon dioxide emission. The first trucks featuring this innovative technology are likely to be on our roads by 2020. Please also note that this waste heat recovery system basically consists of three elements: the Amovis expansion machine, a heat exchanger, and a supply pump. The latter two are products that we are already producing at Mahle. The Amovis expansion machine is thus highly complementary to our existing product portfolio. Besides the mentioned acquisitions, we also grew our business presence organically. Please turn to the next chart. According to IHS, Mexico is expected to become the third largest vehicle exporter to the U.S. and Canada before the end of the decade. More than 5 million passenger cars and heavy commercial vehicles will then be produced every year in Mexico. Mahle has already reacted to this development. Last year, we inaugurated two new plants in Mexico, one in Ramos Arizpe and one in Celaya. With our new premises, we achieved a closer proximity to the new operations of our major customers. We are now operating 13 plants in Mexico with more than 9,000 employees. Another important long-term growth region for Mahle is China, where we have expanded our presence in 2015 by opening a new production plant in Chengdu. We are following our international customers and aim to win new local OEMs to further strengthen our presence in this market. We are doing this with more than 7,000 employees and 22 production locations. The Chinese market, whilst in a volatile state right now, still has enormous growth potential, and Mahle has been successful in the past in winning local business from both international and local OEMs. For a closer look at our customer base, please turn to the next page. Mahle clearly differentiates itself from other automotive supply companies when it comes to the degree of customer concentration. Diversification is a key goal of our growth strategy. The acquisition of ex-Delphi's thermal business has further reduced our dependency on any one single customer. Our top 10 customers account for less than 55% of our annual sales. How satisfied our customers are with our performance is represented by many renowned supplier awards which we won in 2015, for example from Ford, Caterpillar, or Nissan. With the acquisition and our strong customer relations, we have further strengthened our market position in 2015. In our three core business areas, we strive to be among the top three players for our products and solutions. Our various top positions within the and across all business units again demonstrate the system competency of Mahle. Our efficient knowledge transfer between the business units is the basis for the development of innovative system solutions. Besides these top positions, in certain product segments, a top three position is harder to achieve, as our main competitor is in-house production of our own clients, like with camshafts. Regarding air-conditioned compressors, we have just entered the market with the ex-Delphi thermal acquisition and see realistic opportunities to improve our market position in this segment. Mahle has taken important strategic decisions in 2015. The group has become more versatile and has gained expertise in new technologies as well as in cross-business unit applications. This is the fundamental basis for the challenges of the next decade. With a broadening variety of powertrain solutions, Mahle will have to provide product solutions for our customers, no matter whether they look for internal combustion engines, fuel cells, electrical torque engines, or any kind of hybrids. Being able to create new product solutions for all powertrain and air conditions will be the key to our future success. We are closely working with our customers to develop new and fascinating solutions to create even more driving pleasure, fuel efficiency, and comfort. Now let's turn to the financial figures. All in all, we're satisfied with the financial performance in 2015. We did not only realize the highest turnover in Mahle's history, we also managed to grow faster than the global production of light vehicles. With strong sales of 11.5 billion euros, we fully achieved our guidance. Despite the continued growth and the acquisitions, we maintain a solid balance sheet with an equity ratio of 34% and a net debt of 1.3 times EBITDA. Financial ratios which are in line with previously communicated targets. Nevertheless, our profit margins were under pressure, mainly due to non-recurring effects and challenging markets in China and Brazil. Please turn to the next chart, which illustrates our sales growth. Mahle successfully expanded its market position in a difficult market environment. Group sales increased by 15.5% in 2015. Our organic growth rate reached 2%, which was above market growth of 1% for light vehicle production. The acquisitions of Coco Sandenki and ex-Delphi Thermal together contributed 720 million to sales in the second half of 2015. Exchange rate effects gave us further strong tailwinds and contributed 625 million to the overall sales growth. Positive effects came mainly from the US dollar and the Chinese renminbi. Let's have a look at the sales development in our business segments. Our product portfolio remains balanced. Supported by the acquisition, our largest segment, thermal management, grew by 20.5% to 3.8 billion euros. Please note that the ex-Delphi thermal sales are only included in the second half year figures, and part of them are attributed to certain profit centers. The acquisition of Kokus & Denki and full-year consolidation of Letrika, which was acquired in 2014, also influenced our sales in the mechatronics division, so that they almost tripled in absolute figures and reached 321 million euros. We anticipate the annual sales volume to reach 500 million euros in the midterm. The other business segments also reported sales growth in 2015. Engine system and components grew by 6.6%, filtration and engine peripherals by 10.9%, aftermarket by 1%, and profit centers even by 22%. As a result of our growth strategy over the past years, we are now less dependent on the combustion engine. Business activities which are dependent on OE business with passenger car combustion engines account for less than 50% of group sales. In 2015, earnings development was somewhat behind our expectation. Our profit margins were burdened on the one hand by challenging markets, mostly in China and South America, and on the other hand by special non-recurring effects. Whereas EBITDA improved by around 7%, EBITDA margins slightly decreased to 9.5%. The main reason for this were headwinds in Brazil and China, as well as the integration costs of the acquisitions. EBIT decreased slightly to 511 million euros. The EBIT margin was 4.5%. It was negatively impacted, especially by purchase price allocation depreciation and the amortization of goodwill. Adjusted for these effects, EBIT margin improved by 0.6 percentage points to 5.8%. The net profit decline was mainly due to less income from pension plan assets, further startup costs for the turbocharger technology within our BMTS joint venture, as well as higher interest expenses and a higher effective tax rate for 2015 compared to 2014, led to lower bottom line results. All in all, I would like to point out that mainly investments in our future have impacted our earnings and will have positive effects down the road. Let's move on to the balance sheet on the next page. Our balance sheet remains solid. We are committed to maintaining an implicit investment grade rating. As of December 31st, 2015, Mahle Group's leverage was within our conservative target range. The equity ratio was at 34% and our net debt to EBITDA ratio was at 1.3. And, as already mentioned, this includes the full consolidation of the recent acquisitions, but only 6 months of the sales. The main factor leading to the increase of our net debt to 1.4 billion euros was a 500 million euro bond placed in May 2015 to fund the ex-Delphi Thermal acquisition. On our next slide, you will see to what extent Mahle Group's cash flow was influenced by our acquisitions. Please note that the cash flow figures for the financial year 2015 are not comparable to 2014 figures. This is due to a new accounting treatment according to German Accounting Standard 21. To comply with this standard, Mahle had to apply a new cash fund definition for 2015. This means that bank balances with initial term of more than 3 months are now excluded from the cash funds, and also liabilities to banks with initial term of less than 3 months are reducing the cash funds. Additionally, the disclosure of certain items within the cash flow statement has changed, for example, from operating to financing activities. Besides these regulatory changes, our cash flow was significantly influenced by high investments relating to our M&A activities and high investments in property, plant, and equipment. In total, we invested over 1.2 billion euros, out of which our acquisitions accounted for 44%. Investments in property, plant, and equipment amounted to 564 million euros. This number is 76 million euro higher than in 2014, but remained constant at a percentage of sales with 4.9%. The regional focus of the CapEx was Mexico and Eastern Europe. Our cash flow from financing activities was mainly influenced by the issuance of the 500 million euro bond, but also a reduction of bank liabilities and a corresponding lower cash position as of December 31st, 2015. Our funding mix is well diversified with regards to financing products and maturities. Besides the new 500 million euro bond issued in May 2015 and an additional syndicated revolving credit facility amounting to 300 million euro closed in June 2015, there were no major changes in our maturity profile. Right now, we are preparing to refinance the upcoming Schuldschein maturities in 2016 and early 2017, probably with a new Schuldschein. The committed free credit lines of 1.7 billion euro at year-end leave room to follow our strategic plans for the future. After this presentation of the current strategic situation of Mahle Group and its financial performance, what are our expectations for the remaining year 2016? According to IHS, we will see an overall positive development in our markets over the next 2 years. For cars, there is still a robust development in Europe, North America, and Asia, at least for this year. The growth rates expected to come in at 1.5, 4.1, and 3.9% respectively for the full year 2016. The situation in South America is not expected to improve within this year. For trucks and buses, world markets are expected to grow by over 3% with an especially strong development in Europe and Asia. While IHS is one source for our planning assumptions, we rely on our internal market research, which in most of the regions is more conservative than IHS. Nevertheless, we are also convinced that the overall market growth will continue. As already mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, China remains an important long-term growth driver. Although market conditions are volatile, please let me get into a little more detail. Our sales in China amounted to 1.1 billion euros in 2015, representing more than 50% of total sales in Asia Pacific. China is a dynamic market with still a huge potential. The car penetration stands at a density of around 100 vehicles per 1,000 citizens, which is still very low compared to Western Europe, where the density is roughly 5 times higher. The current volatility in the Chinese market and reduced growth rates are no reason to reduce our general market expectation. Mahle will use the opportunities which the Chinese market offers. With our strong local footprint, we have the ability to react flexibly on customer demands, which is important in times of sudden market changes. Our R&D headcount tripled in absolute terms over the past 4 years. This clearly demonstrates our excellent local engineering expertise and strong innovation capabilities in China. Mahle has indeed learned to think Chinese. We expect local OEMs to gain market share and quality gaps to recede. Mahle has successfully increased its market share with local OEMs already in 2015 and intends to pursue this growth path in the future. Coming to the end of the presentation, I would like to give you an outlook for the development of Mahle Group in the fiscal year 2016. All in all, we are optimistic for 2016. We expect to generate total sales of more than 12 billion euros in 2016, corresponding to a growth rate slightly above 4%. All regions and segments are expected to contribute to this growth. Mahle further strives to outgrow the automotive supply market in 2016, organically, and strengthen its market position globally. The good development in the first quarter 2016 gives us confidence that we can reach our goal. Another important goal for 2016 is to further improve our cost situation through the improvement and standardization of processes. Furthermore, we intend to realize synergies from the integration of the acquired entities. first steps were already done in 2015 when we consolidated our R&D capabilities for compressors in Amherst and for air conditioners in Lockport, both USA, a further proof of our global R&D capabilities. We will continue to expand our low-cost country production footprint in all regions of the world. Regarding our industrial filtration business, we have started a structured process for the sale of this business, as we do not regard it as a strategic fit for the future. Coming back to our overall strategy, it is our goal to strengthen our position in all powertrain solutions, ranging from combustion engines and plug-in hybrids to electrical vehicles. We have made very promising progress in this respect and are working hard to continuously deliver excellent results. We want to be a strategic development partner for our customers to master the massive changes in the industry. Ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of our presentation. Thank you very much for your attention. I would now like to start the Q&A session.